Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I'm here with the band Friends of Foes from Saskatchewan. They're touring through Western Canada right now, stopping in Banff tonight, playing at the Elk and Oarsmen at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, so make sure you go and check it out. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Anthony Nichol. I play bass.
I'm Celeste Nicholson. I do lead vocals.
I'm Keegan Stretch. Drums.
And I'm Matt Stinn, and I play guitar.
Cool. So how did you guys become a band together?
Okay, well, Matt and I had actually played in a band previous to this called Camel or Highwater, and one day Matt sort of came to me with some different guitar riffs and didn't really fit with the Camel or Highwater style, which is, I guess, pop punk, and we're kind of indie alternative, I suppose. And we thought about it for a little while, and we decided we were going to try to pursue it as something a little different. And so upon making that decision, we decided we were going to actually write a list of musicians we wanted to play with and be in a band with. So that's how we ended up getting Celeste. She was at the top of our list, our singer's list. We had a previous bass player to Tony, but after he had left the band after about a year, Tony joined the band through a recommendation through a friend, and it's been a good time with him ever since.
Cool. And how would you guys sort of describe your sound?
Oh, God. a recent article said we sound like Metric influenced by Death Cab. It's that constant thing where, like, people ask you what genre you are and you can list seven names, but, like, I guess the easiest way to sum it up is, like, we're a female-fronted rock band.
And how long have you guys been together?
Yeah, we started jamming, like, the first couple weeks of 2013. As far as a traveling band, a year and a half. We've been doing out-of-town shows and little tours here and there.
Cool. What can people expect from your live shows?
Well, man, we've been rehearsing like crazy recently. Like, we're playing a lot of new stuff. You can definitely expect that.
A lot of sweeping melodies, like a lot of heavy bass drives, and Keegan's drums get pretty heavy too at times too. So it's a nice variety.
There's also a singer.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mention it. We just finished recording a new EP this summer. I guess just over a month ago, and that's due out early 2016. Not too many details on that one, but we will be playing a good chunk of that material on tour along with our older stuff. So,
and how do people stay up to date with you guys?
Well, we're on Facebook at like Friends of Foes. So you can just type that into Facebook. You'll find it if you look for it.
We're the biggest page with that name, so it's pretty easy to find.
It's usually the first one that comes up. And then we're on Twitter at FOF Tweets. And then Instagram, we're Friends of Foes Music, I believe.
Yeah.
And
we also have a website too, actually.
We have a website. That's
friendsofoes.com, right?
That's mm-hmm. .ca. We're .ca.
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 It's important to rock that Canadian air.
Again, they're playing at the Elk and Oarsmen in Banff tonight at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, so come on down. If you want to check out their songs before that, I'm throwing up a blog on our website, mountainfm.ca, with their new single called Winter. Thanks for coming in, guys.